USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a measure which is critical of President Trump. The vote was along party lines as every Democrat, four Republicans, and one independent voted for the resolution, which condemned as racism the president's tweets telling four Democratic congresswomen to go back to where they came from. Congressman John Lewis said segregationists used the same phrase in the 50s and 60s.
I know racism when I see it. I know racism when I feel it.
Top congressional Republicans defended the president, saying he's not racist. GOP leader Mitch McConnell said the tone of the ongoing rhetoric isn't good for the country.
We have examples of that across the ideological spectrum in the country, all across it. Everyone ought to tone down their rhetoric, and we ought to move back to talking about the issues.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A report from the CDC finds that deaths from unintentional injuries have been rising in America. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
We know that violence is responsible for a lot of American deaths, but this new report finds deaths from unintentional injuries have increased over the past two decades. In fact, they're up by 40% between 1999 and 2017. The three leading causes of these kinds of death: traffic accidents, drug overdoses, and falls. The CDC says the spike in deaths may be largely due in part to the nation's opioid crisis, which not only causes overdoses, but can lead to traffic accidents, falls, and other sorts of accidents.
People are mourning the death of retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. He died from complications of a stroke in Fort Lauderdale. Stevens was 99 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The second ministerial to advance religious freedom is underway in Washington. It includes senior U.S. government officials to representatives from countries around the world. USA's John Clemens reports.
Secretary of State Michael Pompeo opened the first day of the event, thanking those in attendance.
I want to thank everyone here who has committed a part of their life to helping those who are persecuted and to defending the unalienable right to practice one's religion and follow their conscience and to take care of their soul.
He called for a global freedom of religion.
All people from every place on the globe must be permitted to practice their faith openly in their homes, in their places of worship, in the public square, and believe what they want to believe.
I'm John Clemens.
A Facebook executive has defended the social network's plan to create a digital currency. Stephen Marcus told the Senate Banking Committee that the Libra project is still in the planning stages.
We will take the time to get this right. We expect the review of Libra to be among the most extensive ever. We are fully committed to working with regulators here and around the world. And let me be clear and unambiguous. Facebook will not offer the Libra digital currency until we have fully addressed regulators concerned and received appropriate approvals.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.